We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here on this Sunday morning as we seek to honor the Lord and have Him speak to us from His Word. In the book of Ezra, in chapter 7, we've been working our way through this passage of Scripture because it's a unique record of a man who served under a pagan king who was recognized by that king to have authority back in this man Ezra's land. And the king gives him all kinds of abilities and powers and authority to rule in that particular area. And Ezra responds now to God, praising Him for things that he didn't even know were in the letter to the officials there in Jerusalem concerning Ezra. Verse 27 says, "Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me." Here Ezra was overwhelmed by what God had done in a pagan king's heart. Do you know God can work in any king's heart? They don't have to be believers. God can work in their heart. The record of the Old Testament is full of God moving on individuals to get them to do things that He desired to be done. And do you realize that God still has that power today? Sometimes I think we forget and we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by the moment, by what we are seeing in our nation and around the world. But I want you to know something for sure, that God is not overwhelmed and that God is still in control of all things. He is the ruler of the universe and He will bear rule over this earth and will sit on the throne in Jerusalem for a 1,000-year reign and then from that point into eternity once Satan is officially cast into the lake of fire. I want you to know something, folks, that we should not live as discouraged people. We should live as encouraged people because God is still on the throne. Things may not go how we would like for them to go at any particular period in time, whether it be local, state, or federal. We understand that. Do you think that Ezra was thrilled about the fact that he was a slave to this king? And yet God turned it into a blessing where he was allowed to go back to Jerusalem and he was given authority and money to be able to restore Jerusalem. What Ezra may have thought in the beginning was horrible and terrible, and here we are servants to this pagan king. God turned it around because God spoke to that pagan king's heart and put in him a desire to send Ezra back. Listen, we can see these victories played out all the time around the world, and we just need to look to the Lord. And we need to live in such a way as Ezra did that God can trust us, that we'll carry out His mission. Can God trust you? Can God trust me to carry out the mission that He's given to me here on this earth? That's a question that you need to ponder. And if you're not right with God, you need to get right today. And you need to get on the pathway of doing what God wants you to do, then He can trust you and expand the role that He has for you.